the person who that came down to the plant.
Yeah, he was the foreman of one of the sections. Uh-huh.
Now,
I remember his name, Mr. White, and I can't remember very many names of people now from there. But
I think it was Mr. White.
Yeah.
Did now the school was not then run by Voltaire, right?
No, I believe that it was the Long Beach City College. It was their building where they had classes and things there, and I'm pretty sure that although they might have had had their teachers might have been from the defense plants, because the purpose of it was to train people for the defense plant. See, that was in it was in July, I remember, when I went to work, so it was, you know, about 5 or 6 weeks before that I went down there and started training.
And which year was that?
Well, that was 1941. See, the war didn't start till December 41, of course, and this was before the war actually started. I guess they could see it coming and training people. For.
Now, this was the school especially for aircraft, or was it for all kinds of...
Well, I believe it was just for the aircraft.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I was just concerned with the group that I was in, and I don't know how many other classes that they had there, but I don't remember much emphasis on the shipyards until later.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had heard about the school from the...
From the business school. This was just a small business school. I'd never heard anything like it, you know, since. I didn't have to pay anything. As I say, we typed envelopes in the afternoon, paid for our classes in the morning. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to go.
Yeah. Now, did, in terms of, when you heard about that, what made you decide to go over and train with the defense?
Well, naturally, I was interested in any kind of a job, a steady job, because I wanted to get my family back together. You know, I had my kids farmed out,
mm-hmm.
and I was anxious to get a steady job, and I would have gone anything that promised a job then. I wasn't. Wasn't that I was particularly thinking about defense, that was just what came along.
Mm-hmm. And so, did they pay you while you were being...
No, it was, I was still on the unemployment for, it wasn't until Mr. White came out and chose who he wanted, you know, for the defense plant that I think I started out at 62 and a half cents an hour, which that was real money. I thought I'd get the mother load.
did you have any ideas about what it would be like to work in a defense plant when you first went in there?
No, to me it was just a job, and I had worked in factories before, so, you know, it wasn't foreign to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was just happy to find something to do.
Mm-hmm. And when you went over to the school on
Third and Olive,
when you applied, did they say it was a 6-week course? I mean, what kind of information did they give you at that time?
Well, it's so far back that I really can't remember too much about it, except I didn't have any trouble getting in. I think most anybody, you know, was
mm-hmm. yeah, so
was accepted.
It seemed like it was a fairly. Did people join along the way, or was there, say, like a one-time?
Well, I think that the people that started together went through, and they might have had more classes than just. And I can't remember whether we went all day. I think we did, but I can't remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of dim in my.
So the classes were still, the classes were daytime classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long would you be in class?
Well, that's what I can't really remember now.
Yeah,
I imagine probably it might have been like a half a day or 3 or 4 hours, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were you still also attending the business school at that time?
Well, no. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Things kind of moved along there kind of fast. I might have, But I wouldn't have had time because I would have had classes in the morning and type in the afternoon, and I wouldn't have had time for the... But the business school, that was the sort of thing I could drop out and go back in if I, you know, if this hadn't panned out, well, I could have gone back.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to any friends or other people about working in the defense plant or taking this class?
Well, no, I hadn't really... Well, I had made a few friends, about four or five different girls I was friendly with down there. In fact, one of my good friends, she was really the first person I got acquainted, you know, really to be make a friend. We're still friends. In fact, she's kind of like family. She comes in, spends a couple days a week with me usually. She lives out in Orange County now.
Mm-hmm.
But there were just three or four girls, and we went, out socially a little bit. I remember we used to go down to Pike and walk around. We went skating a couple times. None of us were good skaters. We used to ride in the bumper cars. Except for Isla, I soon lost track of the others after
mm-hmm.
I went to work.
Did she go over also to the city?
No. She didn't. She lived at home with her family. She's younger, a few years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just staying at home then, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And... later, she went to work in the shipyards, and then she worked on the swing shift, and she was in a bad accident on the way home one night. You know, everybody carpooled back in those days,
mm-hmm.
and I guess their car was crossing the railroad track, and it wasn't an engine, but I think it was a string of cars that were... they were backing on the track or something, you know, and it hit their car and they smashed it all up. Nobody was killed, but she was hurt very badly. Her pelvis was all smashed up, and her right elbow was crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was in the hospital for quite a while after that. And at that time, I lost track of her. And I didn't even know about this accident at the time. It was quite long, a little bit later after the war had started then.
Mm-hmm.
And just by accident, I bumped into her again then.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably over a year or more that I had just lost track of her. And
mm-hmm. So when you went over to this school, anyone else that you know at the business college
go? No, I don't remember that anybody else was interested. I think they were more interested in preparing for an office job, you know.
So they let you know that women there were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it particularly for women?
Yeah. I think this was all women.
Mm-hmm. What
this
were,
class I was in, anyway.
Uh-huh. Were those women older or
younger
or about your age?
Well, as I remember, I think they were all about my age.
Mm-hmm.
Or most of them. It was kind of a cross section.
Mm-hmm. Did they seem to come with families or?
Well, I don't think I got that well acquainted with any of them to
mm-hmm.
know about their personal lives at that time. In
fact,
I can't really remember anybody that was down in the class down there at Third and Olive at the time that I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were the women white women? Or?
Yeah, as I remember that. I don't remember any black women at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were there any...
See, this was before the war started, and it wasn't, quite as general as later on when the war actually started, and then the women really started going into the defense plants. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did Now, the teachers in the class were men?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were the classes large? Or?
As I remember, I don't think that this one that I was in was, might be 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a guess now because I really don't remember.
Was Third and Olive, was there a regular school building there?
Or? Well, it was just a big kind of a barnish building.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too familiar. But later on, after the war, I worked a temporary appointment for the school, and I worked in there for a few months, but it had been redone, you know, that time. But I just kind of remember a great big kind of a little room, kind of like a factory.
Mm-hmm. Did they actually, and you're saying they taught you how to use pliers and...
Yeah, and nippers, you know, and we were doing wiring, you know, like we would be in a plane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just making little connections, and I think that we soldered too, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, did you do anything like riveting? Or?
No, I never got into the riveting.
Uh-huh. Did they offer that there, or was it?
Yeah, well, later on, I don't think that they had classes there then. It was later when so many of the men were taken out, were, you know, drafted out of the defense plants, mm-hmm. and really went into the service. Then when the women really started coming in, and they had a lot of women riveting. In fact, that time I worked in the machine shop, and we were right across the aisle from where the riveting was done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can remember that.
Yeah. So you had, you worked with mainly, like you were saying, wiring and...
Yeah, that was what they taught us in school, but I never got into that when I went in the plant. And I went in for it into the sub-assembly, and where they needed me right there, they had these, they call them skins. They were... big sheets of aluminum, I'd say probably about 4 by 8, and these were riveted onto the sides of the plane, you know, but they had to be cleaned, and they had a big tank with, two tanks, one in a rinse tank with clear water, and then they had the other one, the water. They put, and I never can remember now whether it was hydrochloric acid or hydrofluoric acid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a real strong acid that they put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we wore big, heavy rubber gloves, came right up our arms. And we dipped these skins in this hydrofluoric acid, and,
mm-hmm.
and we had to take a cloth and swab it around so that meth cleaned all of the... foreign matter off of the skins, and then we'd rinse them in the clear tank, and then we had air hoses. We'd lay them, you know, stand them up on the floor, and dry them with an air hose. Well, then in the same department, they were taken over to the spot weld machines, and they were spot welding pieces together. And I don't remember, I suppose that some of them were probably cut up in certain shapes over in that same department, but I never did pay too much attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really didn't need any training for what I did when I first went in there.
Yeah.
And after a few days, I was kind of in charge of the tanks there. And when they'd have a few girls in other departments, maybe they'd run out of whatever they were doing, and they'd be at loose ends, so they'd send them over there to work with me on cleaning the aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And I know after a while, I can't remember now how many, probably was several months, was still before the war started, my supervisor wanted me to learn spot welding, go on the spot welding machine. It wasn't a great big machine, you know. Well, it was a big, tall machine, and you just sat there and you ran pieces together that you wanted to spot weld, and the hot welder could just come down and hit it like that, and they called it spot weld because it just made welded in a little spot, you know.
Like a needle.
Like a needle, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And it wasn't anything that anybody couldn't do. But the men got all up in arms. It was all men on the spot welding machine. They didn't want any women on there. So they all protested about it, and so I didn't get on the spot welding machine. But later on, practically all those men had to go into service, and then they put the women on the spot welding machines after the war was really, was really going. But by that time, I had transferred over to the machine shop.
Let me backtrack a little before we get to that. Just to, now, when Mr. White came to the school, basically it seemed like they were, it sounds like the bench work or
But he wasn't interested in that. See, I suppose another man probably came down there later and picked out people that he wanted for that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
But he was first one that came in while I was there, and my first chance at a job, I didn't care what I did.
Had you gone all the way through the course, or was that?
I don't think so. No, I was still.
And how did they set up for you to meet him? Did he just come in and then?
Well, he just came in and he went around and talked to the different people. And I suppose, you know, he probably asked about her background and probably figured I had family to support and I'd be a steady worker, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, did he tell you what kind of work you'd be doing over at the plant?
I think that all I knew was that it was sub-assembly. I don't think that he went into any great detail about it.
Now, the plant wasn't in, where was the plant located?
It was out in Downey.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's something else there now. I don't know whether it's Rockwell or what it is there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on Bellflower Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Lake. I haven't been out that way for some years. No, I think it was on Lakewood Boulevard. Right about, you know, how Bellflower goes out and they finally come together out around Firestone Boulevard, right around there. Well, it was right almost to where Bellflower and Lakewood come together there in the point.
Mm-hmm.
At least that was back in those days. They may have changed it all around by now. But, and
had it been especially built as a World Trade Center?
Well, that I don't know. I kind of imagine that it was. Mm-hmm. At that time, Douglas was just a hole in the ground. They were just starting to build Douglas. Because I remember we used to go by it every day and, and watched it grow.
Was that the main Volte plant?
Yeah, that was the, I think it was the only one they had after the war.
Mm-hmm.
They merged with Consolidated in San Diego.
But this one was, so that was out in Downey, and you were, and he came out and basically said, did he just say, we have sub-assembly jobs?
Mm-hmm. I suppose he was picking out a certain number of people that he could use in his department. Yeah.
And he told you at that time that you'd be working, did he tell you, like, what your pay would be like and things like that?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I had to go out to the personnel department, you know, and go through all the formality of getting hired.
Yeah, so you did apply at the plant then?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How, so that was a ways away from...
I don't know whether he had the final, acceptance of it, or he just told us to go out there and apply through personnel, and I was probably taken on by the personnel department.
Mm-hmm. Did other women go from the class also?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you get from where you were living up to the plant?
I can't just remember. I suppose I can't remember how I got out there the first time. I don't think I knew anybody with a car to take me.
Was there a red car?
There weren't any red cars. Might have been a bus. As soon as I started working, well, I made connections with the other people, you know, that I got a ride with.
Mm-hmm.
All the time I worked out there, I rode with the other people. I was real fortunate that way to always find somebody
mm-hmm.
around to.
Yeah, you had been living with.
Well, I was just living, I had a room with this lady on Olive Avenue. It was right across from St. Anthony's Church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just had a room with kitchen privileges. So.
Uh-huh. And so that was still true by the time you were at
too? Yeah. My little girl was in the Los Angeles Orphans Home, and Mr. Horn had taken Bill back to Ohio with him for the summer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You'd mentioned that to me about that your son was back in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
and you when you went there, told you that you were saying that it seemed like a lot of money
moving
up. What kinds of things did they have you do when you went out to apply at the plant?
Oh, I guess it was the usual thing you go through in a personnel department.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was the first time I'd had my fingerprints taken. Of course, I had them taken many times after that. Every place you went for a long time, you had to have fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
But this regular personnel office treatment.
Mm-hmm. And did they give you any kind of test for your mechanical abilities? Or?
No, I guess the fact that they'd been going to the school there was enough.
Uh-huh. Did they seem to be hiring a lot of people at that time?
Yeah. The departments were pretty full.
Mm-hmm. When you went in, they had told you... when you went out to apply at the plant, did they tell you then exactly what you'd be doing?
I can't really remember, but I don't think so. I think, you know, it was just it was just common labor, really. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was that.
Yeah. Did you have to? Did they hire you right at the time, or did you have to?
I can't remember whether they hired me that day I went out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they probably checked me out
mm-hmm.
and sent me a telegram afterward. They always sent telegrams for any business, and I kind of think that that's probably after about a week I got a telegram to
mm-hmm.
go to work.
Then did you have to get any kind of special clothing?
Well, we had to wear slacks,
mm-hmm.
and that was the first time I'd ever worn slacks.
Uh-huh.
Just got quite used to it after that. We wore them all the time, even on a day off.
Mm-hmm.
But
how did you feel about it?
Well, I felt kind of funny because I didn't really have a figure for slacks, you know, like the young girls. And I wasn't as heavy as I am now, but I was pretty buxom.
Mm-hmm. And so did you have to get slacks? Did you have to get special shoes?
No, we didn't have wear safety shoes or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose probably if we worked in the electrical
mm-hmm.
where you're carrying. I don't, even when I was in the machine shop, people didn't wear tennis shoes and things like that back in those days like they do now.
Yeah.
And we did just, most everybody wore leather Oxfords. And
mm-hmm. So they were flat for
mm-hmm. shoes? Yeah, if you worked with in the machinery, you were supposed to wear a hairnet.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to have necessarily a hat or anything, or
No, of course, if you were working around welding or anything like that, you wore goggles.
Did you have to buy any tools?
Well, I had bought some small tools when I was going down. I remember we had diagonal pliers and long nose pliers and a few things like that. Not very many, it was just two or three things.
Were there any other kinds of things that you had to do to prepare to go to work there?
No, not where I went in Department 40 there.
Now, when you first went in, how, that first day that you were going to work, can you describe that day to me?
Well, I can't really remember too much about it. As I say, I'd had and worked in factories, and it wasn't, you know, too strange to me. We kind of stood around and decided where they wanted people to work, you know. But that job that I was on seemed to be a place where they put new people in, and then they gradually, you know, go off to other jobs as they probably showed an aptitude for certain things. So.
Did they have, were you taken in with a group of people?
Yeah.
Did they give you any kind of like tour of the plant or talk to you at all about working there?
Well, I suppose they probably took around it. That was a pretty big department. And they made, they called it sub-assembly, so they did probably a certain section of the of the planes. The planes that Valtie put out, they weren't these big bombers or anything like that. They were mostly smaller planes. They had a series with different numbers, with different models. They had a training plane. I remember all of their names started with V, like Valtie, you know. I can't remember what the they had a training plane. They were like two-seater planes, you know, and small planes. I remember they had a, later on, they made a